This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden to overview the Talkers charts for the week of September the 5th to the 9th, 2016. As one of the components for our weekend program overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, I help myself to the thoughts, the ideas, the opinions of the people who are on my Monday through Friday program, just to sort of put a spin. They're all seasoned news talkers. A couple of them are on the absent list, namely Jennifer Horn, who would normally be here. But that's okay. We all have our opinions, and I'm going to go through with Richie and Victoria the stories, the number 10 through number 1 items, and the people that are on the list as well. And we'll have our thoughts, each one of us individually and or collectively. Number 10 on the stories list, pretty much the same every week. What's going on in sports talk radio, Major League Baseball action, the beginning of the football season. The Denver game on Thursday night was a squeaker, and that got a lot of attention. But this is the first weekend of the full season. And before you know it, we'll be talking about the end of the season like we are the baseball season now. Does it seem likely? I mean, we're just like yesterday, it was April, we were starting the season now with most
when
of the games.
When does baseball end?
Well, the
October.
Playoffs.
It'll go into late October.
World Series will go into mid to late October. Yeah. So they're in the playoffs now, right? Don't they start in the
No, not yet. Season? Still got a couple more weeks.
Really? Mm-hmm. So how are your teams doing? Your teams, I say that. I don't know. Your boyfriend, Victoria, pays a lot of attention to the Mets.
Yes.
I know that,
and the Mets this week had a big announcement signing Tim Tebow to their minor league
that'll
team.
Help.
Yeah.
Well, it gets him attention.
It does get him attention.
It's good for him.
Doesn't get him any wins. The Nats are still 8 games ahead of him with just a couple weeks left. So the Nats.
That must be your team, Rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the National League.
But the Red Sox are better than both of those teams.
Actually, no. But the Red Sox are still leading. But they're only a game ahead of Toronto.
Yeah. You can't tell a Bostonite that the Red Sox aren't good.
Yes.
And see, Washington has 82 wins for the season. Boston has 78. Nanny.
What do the Mets have?
13.
The Mets are 8 games behind. The Mets are at 74. So they're eight games behind Washington.
All right, so the trending sports
but the Cubs,
stories.
The Cubs are the hot team in the MLB right now.
At number 10. At number 9, the iPhone 7. And what that's all, we've had a lot of conversation about that. Both of you seem very interested and intrigued. And because I'm not, I'll leave it to the two of you to bring us up to date on what people can expect. Richie's going out to get an iPhone 7. I don't hear your excitement hit that high up on the scale, Victoria. You're going to run out and get a 7.
No, I'm not getting a 7. I'm going to wait for the 7S or whatever the next one is. I like to skip. I like to let a few models go by.
Richie. No, Richie gets them right the 5 seconds after they're out. He's got them, and he sells his old ones. And
the camera has got me intrigued on this one. They've really upped the ante on the camera, and that is one of the main reasons I have a phone in my pocket, is to have that constant camera right there with you. And they've done a great job, especially on the i7 Plus, the bigger phone that's going to have two lenses in it so that it can do an actual optical zoom as well as the digital zoom, which most phones can do.
Could you explain the difference? What the hell is it?
Optical means the lens is actually zooming in and getting you closer to your picture as opposed to a digital zoom, which the only thing it's doing is making the pixels larger and blurrier.
Right.
One thing I heard that was interesting about the earbud flap yesterday was that the headphone jack is old technology. One conspiracy theory I heard is that people could create apps and adapters like thermometers that could plug into the earphone jack, and that Apple could not control the things that are being developed that would plug into that earphone jack, and hence they could not control the money stream for things being created for that. So getting rid of the earphone jack keeps them everybody having to plug everything into the lightning jack, and it would have to go through the software, meaning that they could make money on anything that is created for the iPhone.
Okay. I mean, I'm not really concerned if Apple is going to lose some money on that.
They are. That's the whole point, is that Apple is saying, wait a minute, people are going to be able to create things and plug into this headphone jack. We've got to get rid of it.
All right, so that's the number 9 item. Number 8, the status of Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren. As we continue here, overviewing the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week's 13 Past the Hour.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
15 past the hour. You're listening to an overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week, courtesy of the minds of Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Stefan. What's my name again? There you go. Okay, I get so excited. Number 8 is the continuing saga, although I don't know. I guess the next saga for Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren is going to be where they're going to work next. Carlson's got a check for $20 million on Wednesday or Thursday of this week as a result of the suit she filed against Fox and Roger Ailes. There was no discussion. She had to have had him cold because there would not have been this kind of settlement. There was no judge, there's no jury, nothing. It was, okay, here's what I got on you. Here's the check. See you later.
Well, she had recordings, right, of their phone conversations.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you hit play on one of those, you start writing a check.
Yeah, they didn't want that to go to court.
Is there any gossip on where Greta Van Susteren, she wanted more money, because all the women there are onto the trail of what O'Reilly and Hannity are making. Kelly.
Megyn Kelly, yeah.
Started it, and then they all said, oh, well, listen, if she's going to get it, then I want it. And they look at their ratings, and the ratings for Greta have always been good, very consistent. So, you know, they haven't moved her around for a long time, and that's the key. They moved Sean because the ratings weren't as good. They put Megan in there. Her ratings are now sketchy. The whole network, if you listen to the gossip anyway, is not a great place to be these days, and a lot of people want to get out. And so whether that was Greta's problem, she'd been I think she's probably one of the most stable people. She's been there longer than anybody else, except O'Reilly, right? Or Hannity? Hannity's been there longer.
Hannity's been there the longest.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have to pay taxes on legal settlements?
Yes.
Winnings?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it does count as income.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So,
okay.
$20 million, she'll get, like, what? 16?
$20 million,
and after the lawyers get there.
12, 14.
And then they'll get
100 bucks.
So, yeah. Here's your check for $175.
Right.
Thank you very much.
$20 million just doesn't go as far as it used to.
No. Well, I'm in my court case against the bank in California, which I won. I feel a great deal of satisfaction. One, because they didn't tell me I couldn't talk about it. And number two, because the way they job people around, they just don't expect to be jobbed back again.
Right.
And what I went after them for was what they've been doing. I did a little research. They've done this tens of thousands of times to people, and nobody stands up to them. And I wasn't going to take their baloney, so I hired a lawyer, and he took it on contingency, which is the number one sign. If a lawyer looks at a case and
yeah.
he says, okay, you don't have to pay me, I'm going to take a piece of it, then you know you're on pretty solid ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken us a year to get to it, but anyway. That's neither here nor there. Next, number seven, the Chicago murder stats. The numbers here are, we've talked about this, Alvin. I don't know what the big focus on it here. The stats came out Labor Day, and you know they're comparing year to year and stuff. And
yeah, this week they hit 500 murders, and I think that's why it came back into the news. It hit that horrible milestone.
What is this? What in the world?
Can you imagine?
Living in
that's a great
Chicago
city. I love
years.
Chicago.
I mean, are people walking down the streets like high noon?
It's bad. No, you have to go. You get away from Wacker and Wisconsin and the Lakeshore Drive. You get away from those areas, and you get into the. You go down out to near where Midway Airport is. That's a pretty seedy area. You don't want to get out of your car when you get off of the interstate, you go to Midway, you just don't want to get out of your car.
I remember when D.C. was the murder capital of the world, and we were only getting like a couple of hundred murders a year. This is 500. It's crazy.
500 in half
September.
A year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It was 700 and something last year, and they're on par to beat that handily.
So they'll beat that in September.
Yeah.
Oh,
so how
so
is it?
Sad.
Is this, what are the police doing? What is the mayor doing? What are the people? Is there no leadership
in
that city at all?
There's an outlier here that somebody's not seeing. Something has happened to change the numbers here, and somebody has to look at the numbers and just kind of see what the
outlier
is.
Notice Barack Obama's not retiring to Chicago?
Well, if he is, he's not retiring to that neighborhood.
No, yeah. I thought he was going to live
He's staying in D.C.
Oh, he is?
Yep, they rented a house. I think they're going to be there for 2 years while Sasha finishes high school.
Yeah, aren't they going to Hawaii?
Well, for vacation, but
I thought they were getting a place in Hawaii. No, they
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll have a place.
So what does he do? This is an aside. What does the former president do? He sets up his library. Is he going to go on boards? I mean, if they do, like Clinton has made a killing. George Bush didn't have to.
Might be able to play as much golf as he plays now.
Is he a good golfer, by the way,
yeah,
Obama?
He plays a lot of golf.
But is he good?
Yes, he's a good golfer.
Is he a good golfer?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's just a really strong athlete.
Is he?
You know, I mean, he's, well,
he's
people say he's a really good basketball player.
Yeah, with all the smoking he still does?
Yeah.
How do you suppose, what's her name? I forgot her
Michelle?
Name. Yeah, how does she put up with that?
One I don't know. Here. I think that she probably realizes if he's going to have one vice, you know, with all the stress of that job.
Yeah,
I think
she looks at Hillary Clinton and says, "I've got it pretty good."
Yeah, yeah. My
so
husband still likes me and wants to take me on date nights.
So there still is a rumor about her running for the Senate in Illinois too, right?
I don't think
no. Gonzo.
I can totally see that. I don't think she wants anything to do with the public spotlight anymore.
Really?
No, she's done.
21 after the hour as we review what's going on with the News Talk Radio here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Three minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden this week, overviewing the charts courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week they put together the top 10 stories, top 10 people in terms of discussion. Every once in a while I decide we'll do a countdown extra, and the countdown extra this week is a focus on school getting started now that schools are in. There are a lot of people, schools are in session everywhere. A lot of people asking a lot of questions about public school education and what goes on. And then there are the sideshows, and I say that because that's what this is. I remember sort of things like this happening last year in any number of circumstances. An elementary school student in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, brought a cap gun on his school bus yesterday, and he said he wanted to show other students his toy gun. He didn't threaten anybody. He didn't point the gun at anybody. But the bus was driven to the police station. And all the kids were... Imagine how scary this must be for kids in the elementary. This is, what, K yeah. Through grade 6, or 1 through 6. So the bus driver decided that she ought to drive this kid. This kid's got the thing on the bus and showing it to everybody, and who knows what they're going to do. Didn't know it was a pop gun or a cap gun or whatever, so she drove the bus right to the police station. Is that the right thing to do?
No.
Or not? What's the right thing to do? What's the right thing to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a tough call, because there are plenty of real guns that end up going to school with kids for show and tell, and it's, you know, an innocent thing.
In elementary school?
Yeah, you read stories about that all the time. I mean, at least in New York it happens.
You tell Jimmy to come here, and Jimmy, you're not allowed to have the little gun on the thing, and you take it from him.
The bus driver.
How many of these stories do you hear where it's an actual real gun versus the fake guns? We hear more of the fake gun stories.
Yeah, we hear more of the fake guns.
And
stories,
that's the problem with this world today, is that everybody assumes, oh my God, it could be a real gun. Mm-hmm. And instead of walking up, I mean, in D.C. here, how many times a month, I can't tell you, some street is closed off because of a suspicious package, and it ends up being an empty cardboard box.
Yeah.
That's the mentality we have, is we are suspicious of everything, and we are afraid of everything, so therefore these situations get created, and it's stupid. Grow a brain, walk up to the kid, say, give me the cap gun, I'll give it back to you at the end of the day. You're not allowed to bring them to school.
I'll give it to the principal when I get you to school, get on the bus or whatever it is.
And don't suspend the kid. Tell his parents you're not allowed to bring cap guns to school.
His kids have been traumatized by going to the police station, having the five guys outside ready to jump on the bus and scare the hell out of the kids.
I mean, I get it.
Well, the kids are never, the whole bus is never going to bring a gun ever again.
No, they won't forget that.
Yeah.
No. All right, one of the other things, isn't it interesting how here we are talking about seemingly academics, and yet the two stories that are a focus when it comes to the opening of school have to do with something like that or what children are eating or not eating at school. School meals now, because Washington is all over this, studying whether children are eating enough fruit and vegetables. They have issued a, with their focus on school food programs, issued a new rule to focus on things that are healthy. No more fat in pizza, no more fat in hamburger, no more sugars, no more candy, no more soda. And I don't know that that's a bad thing. This, but the reason I bring it up is because here's a perfect opportunity for you to teach children about eating healthy foods in the classroom and then applying it to the school lunches or breakfast or whatever there is that is being the focus of attention. So the Senate Agriculture Committee is in on this, and the Secretary of Agriculture is in on this, and the President. There's a 192-page report that was out this week focusing on what children ought to eat between the ages of 5 and 18. And what the public school is now, a whole study on the public school and what it feeds your child. Fascinating. 28 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden as we go through the charts, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. It's part of the Weekend Countdown Show, where in this circumstance we have seasoned professionals on my program. Why not give them a chance each week to spout off? We don't often do many of these things in the regular program that's on Monday through Friday because it's too political, although there are some things, there are times when politics and focusing on politics is appropriate. And this next few minutes, or my next statement, is geared at getting you to think about the ramifications of who's running for what. As you can expect, the number one story this week is, once again, the presidential race. But then there are the ancillary elections. This past week was primary week for lots of local and regional elections, as statewide elections, that sort of thing, because in the primary, you got to weed out those people. There are two or three Democrats running for a seat, two or three Republicans. So you get them down to one Republican versus one Democrat for the November election. So I voted yesterday. The community that I live in has, I think, 24,000 registered voters. 2,100 voted yesterday. 6%
wow.
of the people who are eligible to vote. And the primary is way more important. I made this argument for years when we were talking about earlier this year the primaries as they regarded, you know, all the people who are wanting to run for president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and who was running some of the primary races, like in Arizona recently with McCain in Florida. The primaries are more important, in my mind, than the ultimate elections. You really get to sift through all of the people who are running and come up with, hopefully, what would be the best choice. I'm not sure that that's the case, frankly. Becomes a popularity contest. Anyway, the fact that only 6% of voters participated in the primary election in the state this week really is amazing, I think. It's just... No wonder we can't find any leaders. Or is it... Which is it? Which comes first? We don't have people voting because they're tired of the so-called leaders and they don't want to be involved, they don't care?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the other way around? People don't care, so we get lousy leaders.
No, I think it comes from the top. I mean, people, you know, came out. If you look at presidential cycles throughout history when people are really inspired by a leader, whether it's JFK or President Obama, even in the beginning. I mean, people turn out for that, and inspiration makes people go to the polls. And right now, people are just, you know, trying to choose between the lesser of two evils or not choosing at all. Yeah. Most people, I think, are swinging to the middle, just saying, well, I'm just not going to vote. And then there's also the contingent of millennials who feel, of course, but then there's the contingent of millennials who feel that their vote doesn't count anyway.
Well, that's also ignorant.
Well, it's stupid.
But it's also kind of true in
because
certain
cases. They're the ones that elected Obama. The millennials
depending on the states and the electoral colleges and all that kind of stuff.
The electoral college is a complete fraud.
Right.
Why people aren't up in arms in the streets about that. It's
well, what can we do about it? People are.
They have a constitutional convention. You have it. That's it. There's the perfect example. You never studied civics in school. You don't know, and I say this lovingly, this is not an accusation. You don't know how the Constitution works. We should have a constitutional convention. 36 states should get together. What do you mean it's not true? That's how you change the Constitution?
No, I know. I'm saying it's not true that I don't know how the Constitution works.
I didn't mean, that's what I said. I didn't mean it in an accusational way.
I know that there is absolutely no constitutional amendment that gives people the right to vote. There is no constitutional amendment that gives you the right to vote, which is shocks people because everyone just assumes that you have it. And there's actually legislation that's been floating around in the House to try to get that passed, and no one wants to pass it because then it stops the people who want against the voter, the voter ID fraud and the voter ID, so all that stuff. It's a mess. It's a total mess.
It is a mess. System's a mess. Really messy. Messy, messy, messy. Democracy is messy, and it'd be nice if we could figure that out. We don't even have a democracy. We have a representative republic. Mm-hmm. If it were a democracy, we'd have no electoral college. That
right.
would long since have been gone. And the only reason the Electoral College was put into place anyway is because the first 13 states, you know, at that point in time, they had to get on a stagecoach or ride a horse from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, New York, down to Washington, or Philadelphia at that time, to cast their votes. So that they elected representatives, the voters in these states elected representatives who became congressmen and senators, and they're the ones who are in the Electoral College. But is it outmoded today? Of course it is. It's asinine. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot of the Constitution that should be tweaked to accommodate modern society.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That was the point, which you, of course, learned when you were studying civics in school. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria and Rizzi and Doug. All right, next on the hit parade, here's the G20 summit. What a snoozer. The only thing I got out of that all this week was that jerk from the Philippines who said Obama was a son of a bee.
Yeah.
Right? That was about it. That's the only thing anybody paying attention to. And plus, China got something out of being there. I forget what it
was.
They
hacked into all of our computers and stole all of our secrets.
Okay. Thank you. Got that taken. All right, so number five is Copernicus. And what's happened with Colin Kaepernick, who is that how you pronounce the name?
Fine, that's
Kaepernick,
perfect.
But yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, okay. It doesn't matter because he doesn't matter, as far as I'm concerned. This is such a non-story. All we're dealing is with an egomaniac. We're dealing with several people who want to express themselves. And that's terrific. They ought to be able to express themselves, as we ought to be able to express our opinion about what we think of these guys. But the nicest thing to happen was a posting on Facebook from Benjamin Watson, who plays for
Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore, thank you. Yeah. So, didn't we think that was a good counter?
But I thought that was very well put.
He had a great take. Yeah.
Right. So that's it. What else do we need to say?
It acknowledged everybody's viewpoint and was very filled with hope.
Yeah, right, exactly. And the guy's black. So this comes back around to what I rail about all the time. The so-called black community, where everybody's supposed to think the same. You can't differ, otherwise you're a bad black person. What a bunch of nonsense that is. Like all Republicans should think the same, or Democrats, or all tall people should think the same, or all old people should think the same. It's nonsense. And we fall for this crud all the time at the hands of the news media. And so, I said something about this guy early on you know, makes $15 million a year, so what's his problem? And you know, that's an angle for this. But the other side of it is he has some experience or some awareness or some identity with the problem, and that's why, you know, so I give him the benefit of the doubt. But I give more of the benefit of the doubt to guys like Watson, who sort of put it in the proper perspective.
The one thing I did disagree with, a lot of people online this week were saying on social media that Colin Kaepernick shouldn't be complaining and he shouldn't be talking about race in America because he was adopted by two white parents. I have friends who are multiracial, and that racism is sometimes so much worse for having parents who don't look like you. I don't think that is a valid argument, and that's the one thing I've really, really disagreed with when people are saying, oh, he just needs to shut up, he has two white parents.
Tough decision to make if you are white and you're adopting a black baby, and it's a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, my daughter's Latina, and she's going to have it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly than what she would have had she not been adopted and lived in her first circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're going to make the case that whites have it easier in this country than blacks, then certainly living in a white household and a white neighborhood under white parents, you probably had some advantages that trying to argue for didn't.
Well, maybe, but I think that the racism that he's talking about, that he's encountered, I think a lot worse.
Yeah.
It could even be amplified.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So we've gotten our opinions on that, and it's good. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the people who are on the Talkers chart for this past week. No surprise with some of the names, and then maybe a few surprises, like at number 10. Combined Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren, their relationship severed with Fox for different reasons, but interesting conversation about where the two of them will go now that they are free. Number 9, Gary Johnson, presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, and his, some people think it was a gaffe this week, referring to an area in Syria that he didn't know anything about. Rodrigo Duterte, I think I say, but is it Duterte? I don't know, the guy who's president of the Philippines, he called Obama and SOB. Number 8, Matt Lauer. Number 7, because of his interview with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Colin Powell, number 6, because there's controversy about the email. Did he give her the instruction on how to do it or not? Number 5, Colin Kaepernick, the football player. Number 4, Vladimir Putin. Number 3, President Obama. Number 2 and number 1, which would you prefer, President Clinton or President Trump? That's the question, but we're going to have these two people's names on the top list, and I hope, frankly, that Gary Johnson is on the list as well, continuing between now and Election Day. Also, quickly, a list of these stories from Talkers. Sports Talk Radio at number 10, the iPhone at number 9, the settlement at Fox number 8, the murder stats from Chicago number 7, the results of the G20 summit number 6, the anthem sitting caper number 5, Russians and our relations with them number 4, the cash payment to the Iranians number 3, Clinton and what's going on with her, and the president in general number 1 this week on the countdown. 43 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
47 past the hour. Continuing conversation about what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. Number four this week, the Russians and Vladimir Putin and our relationship with him and whether Donald Trump likes him or not, or whether Putin likes Trump or not, who cares? Putin is a puker. I call him Bad Vlad. There's nothing about this guy that appeals to me at all. I don't think he's a good leader. I think he's stronger or pushier or more argumentative than many, but does that make him good? I wouldn't use the character. Is that, and I'm not really too sure that that's what Trump said. I don't know what Trump really said about Putin. Did he say he was good?
He said he was a better leader than Obama.
Oh, well, that didn't take much. I could
I'm still not going to give Putin any respect or credit.
I'm not giving him any here. I just said it's not difficult to be a better leader than Obama. I didn't.
Well, not all of us agree with that.
I understand that, and you're welcome here. Here's your time in the sun. Go ahead. Tell us how wonderful Obama is. The one thing he's done is open up Cuba. Of all the things that have happened in the 8 years, I think that was the best thing he did. That's my only opinion. And that's it.
Are you going to go to Cuba? Or have you ever been?
I will go to Cuba as soon as we get, we'll maybe all go down for a broadcast. As soon as they get internet so that we can actually do the program from there. When Conan O'Brien went down, he couldn't do a live program. They had to tape it and send it back because there's no way of getting stuff.
The radio shows that I know that have gone down there have done.
Yeah,
and when the Kardashians went down there, and this is, I know everyone hates the Kardashians, but we all still watch it. Yeah. They did a two-part episode in Cuba, and they went on a vacation, and it was fabulous to see what Cuba really looks like, and it looked like they had a fabulous time. But they couldn't do anything on the internet. There was no Instagram, and all of that came way after.
Right. Yeah,
they had one Wi-Fi in the hotel they were staying in, but it was just... No one could use it.
Okay. The number one and number two stories this week are very predictable. Number three, the follow-up on the Iran cash payment controversy, because they got the rest of their, they got $400 million, and then they got another $1.3 billion this past week to finish paying them off. And the Republicans said, we didn't vote for that. Or then somebody said they did and they didn't. And I don't know. It looks pretty slimy to me, frankly. And so there it is. A focus on some of the big stories this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to review the top five technology stories of the week. And here to help us do that, I'm going to be the big voiced announcer. Victoria Keelan will give you the news. Rich McFadden may have a comment depending on, this is pretty much, it looks like all iPhone, I mean there's a little bunch of stuff, but the big deal is iPhones.
It was a big week for Apple, yes.
Right. But let's not leave Samsung out. Number five.
Well, in an unprecedented event, Samsung issued a global recall for its newest smartphone, the Galaxy Note 7. Actually, only one month.
Blows up.
Well, yeah, after one month that it was out, it was touted as this was going to be the official rival to the iPhone. And people had such high hopes for this model. But apparently, right after it went on sale, some of the early bird buyers in the U.S. and South Korea started sharing photos online of phones that were catching on fire while they were charging. So while they were plugged into the wall, they were causing a spark. And then they were catching on fire. Samsung says the fires were caused by a battery cell issue, and they normally don't have a risk with the lithium-ion batteries. Something went wrong here. One guy was in a hotel room, and his hotel room caught on fire, the carpet did, and he owed $1,400 in damages.
Oh, my God.
A lot of Samsung customers not really happy this week.
Mm-hmm. All right, number four this week, a focus on Instagram.
Well, Instagram last week made some really good headlines because they finally allowed you to zoom in on their pictures.
Oh,
it's not
God.
A big zoom, but it is a zoom. You can see a little more detail in pictures. Now, Instagram is tackling another issue that a lot of people have been complaining about, and it's bad lighting. So if you have an iPhone, which is until you get the iPhone 7 Plus, which has the double camera, and it's going to be a much better camera, if you have a current iPhone, it's not great with lighting. And if you're in a dimly lit area, area, you definitely are going to kind of have to use a filter from Instagram to lighten everything up. When you filter your photos that aren't that great to begin with, then you end up with just a less quality image on Instagram. So Instagram Stories has launched their own lighting filter. So now if you are using Instagram Stories and you see a strange little half moon symbol show up, it means that it's telling you you need more light and that it will auto-correct the light for you. It's not perfect, but it is a huge improvement, and pretty soon it will be moved over from Instagram Stories to all the Instagram photos that you take. So people are very happy about this if you have a badly lit iPhone.
All right, number two this week on our tech list of the top five.
Number three.
I'm sorry, it is number three. Yes, I'm looking at
number three, another big story, and Richie and I were talking about this earlier in the week. This was a huge story. Dropbox had this massive breach of 60 million Dropbox users, and their passwords and email addresses have all been breached. So if you have not already changed your Dropbox password, do it yesterday. Do it immediately, and don't use the same password for every service and every website, because this is what happens. When people keep saying using a unique password for every system you're using, this is why. Because once you're breached, they'll run software to match up your email and password against every other website, and most likely they can tap into other information that you don't want anyone knowing. So I think, Richie, you said you use 1Password?
I use LastPass.
LastPass. The other one that's similar to LastPass is 1Password, and this is a service that will take all of your passwords and give you a unique password for each site, but you only need to know one to log in. So it's a very wise, very good thing to do.
All right, number two and number one, focusing on Apple.
Of course, today is the day if you want to pre-order the new iPhone 7. If you still have an iPhone 6 or an iPhone 5 that's in good condition, there are a lot of resellers who are looking to capitalize on that. If you have a 16-gig iPhone 6 that's in good condition, Walmart's trade-in site is offering $200. A site called Glide is offering $326. It does include an $88 fee, so subtract that, and that's what you'll walk home with. If you have 128-gig iPhone 6 Plus, those prices are ranging from $450 to $567 for resale. Glide said as soon as the new iPhones actually hit shelves, which is September 16th, they're going to see about a 15% decline in the old iPhone models and prices.
Hmm. All right. And number, I'm thinking, well, we only have a few seconds, so let's get to number one, please.
Number one, the big story, the iPhone 7. And the iPhone 7 is pretty much the same. And, of course, the big story with the iPhone is no more headphone jack, wireless AirPods.
Really?
Or Bluetooth or the adapter for the old headset.
Right.
Yeah. All right, top five items that are trending in technology. As a public service of this program, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.